led him to the mantelpiece in the dining room and handed him the photograph of herself and her parents in Paris when she was five. The framed image of a little girl in a pale dress, standing between her unsmiling parents and clutching a hired model sailboat against her ribbons and flounces. "It's the terrace overlooking the octagonal pond in the Luxembourg Gardens." She stood beside him, her arm brushing his sleeve. "My father returned to Cambridge for 2 years. On the way home, we visited Paris." Georges turned to her, seeking a likeness in the features of the young woman at his side to the stubborn, rebellious child in the photograph. "I've imagined," she confided to him, "that I'll go back one day and claim Paris for myself. It's been a kind of promise." She looked at him, unsure if he would understand. "You know, not a real ambition, but one of those things you tell yourself." She didn't finish, however, for his expression of faint puzzlement had not encouraged her to persist. She reached to take the photograph from him. "I still remember that sailboat. She clings to her little ship of liberty," he said with a smile, returning the photograph to her. She reached and straightened the frame with her fingers. "I'm still convinced it belongs to me," he teased her lightly. "Then why not come back to Paris with me and claim your property?"